You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
You're listening to
Podcast.
Hey everybody, we are back, our podcast. This is Dino. Michelle is on a little sabbatical for the weekend, so we have a special filling guest. Say hello.
Hello, it is me, Killian.
Killian.
Not Bob.
Not Bob, Killian.
If it was Bob, if you called me Bob, I would be mad.
Okay, so... Yeah, like I said, she's taking a little break, doing some regrouping and everything else. She's doing fine, she's doing great, we're doing great, family's doing great, so don't be worried about that. She will be back next time, and willing, ready, and eager to record. We're gonna put Stump Dino on hiatus just for this week because we didn't pull any trivia questions. So we'll continue next time with that. You see, it's been a pretty good week.
Yes, it has been a good week.
Yeah. I've had a lot of movies that I watched. It's been a pretty big week for movies. Two that are dropped right now as we record this. It's February 8th, and there's a few movies that came out on limited theatrical release, and also on VOD. One movie I saw. I had told you I was going to see it, and I was looking forward to it, is The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot with Sam Elliott. And it was not what I was expecting, you know, it's probably one of the most descriptive titles that I've heard. It's not just a clever name. The movie is about a man who killed Hitler and then killed the Bigfoot. So, it is what it is. You got it right there. I don't want to say it's a slow burn. I don't necessarily like that term. What I'll say is there's a lot of character development. Sam Elliott is someone that I can... pretty much watch as he reads the phone book and be engaged. The man can deliver lines. And the first three quarters of the movie, that's pretty much what he does. It's a relationship thing. He plays a World War II vet. This takes place, I would say, probably the early mid 80s. It opens up with a Billy Squire song, which is really cool, kind of sets you in the mood. And he has these flashbacks to when he's a younger kid, you know, a guy in his 20s. And he is the main person in this plot to kill Hitler. And he successfully does that. And you may ask yourself, well, wasn't there this whole Project Valkyrie thing, and then didn't Hitler die in the bunker? All that gets explained. This is not pretending to be a historically accurate film. After all, he does go and kill Bigfoot. This is a land where Bigfoot exists. People really don't question it. He doesn't when he is asked to go to Canada and kill the Bigfoot, because Bigfoot is the host of this virus that is killing everything but birds, I believe it was, up in this area. It's like this 50-mile-long area, and it's killing people, and the only way to kill this Bigfoot, the only way to get rid of this virus is to kill this Bigfoot. He's the host. And Sam Elliott's character, he is done with killing. He doesn't want to kill anymore, but when you're weighing out the rights and the wrongs, sometimes you gotta do what you have to do. Like I said, a lot of, you know, plot development, a lot of flashbacks to his younger self, meeting a love of his life, going away to war, things that result from that. This is a movie where I want the script. I want the screenplay, because I want to read it. And probably read it over and over again. I thought the dialogue was amazing. Like I said, as far as action, it's not a movie that you're gonna sit and get this bang bang action thing. You know, contrary to what the title may have you think. But, like I said, this is a good movie. If you can get it on VOD. If you can see it in the theater, if you're around somewhere within 30 miles, 40 miles of where this is playing for you, if you can do it, go see it. I recommend it. That was The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot. Another movie that is coming out today is The Amityville Murders. This is a prequel to the Amityville Horror. It doesn't matter what branch of Amityville, because if we remember from the original Margot Kidder, James Brolin film, or the Ryan Reynolds film, that has to do with the Lutz family that moved into the house in Amityville, Long Island. After the DeFeos were murdered by their son, Butch. The Amityville Murders has to do with the DeFeos and Butch. I'm not going to go too much into the movie at all, because this is one that Michelle saw with me, and she really likes the whole Amityville. Those good, you know, the good, bad, or indifferent. Those are movies that she's always been drawn to. Probably because she was born on Long Island. It hits home. You know. And it's just something that she's always been interested in. Really cool. One thing I wanted to say is one of the stars of the movie is Diane Franklin, who actually was in Amityville 2, The Possession. She played the daughter in that movie, and she plays Louise DeFeo, the mother, in this movie. So that was cool, having they got somebody from Amityville 2 to be in this movie. On that note, surprise to me when I was watching the beginning credits, Burt Young showed up in the credits, and he was the father in Amityville 2. So, and he plays Briganti, who is Louise DeFeo's father in this movie. So, he played her father back in Amityville 2, The Possession, and plays her father yet again in this one. Of course, Burt Young, he's known for Blood Beach, obviously. No, I'm kidding. he is in Blood Beach, but he is Paulie from the Rocky movies. So, Amityville Murders. Michelle and I will put a video up on YouTube, a review of that one. So, we'll check that out. Kai, how about you? What have you been doing?
I've been a Killian, but also, how's that been for you?
You want the honest answer? No, I'm kidding. You've been reading a couple of books.
Lately, yes.
Haven't you? What? Don't bang it.
Okay.
So, what was that one? What have you been reading? You know better than I do.
Darkest Minds.
Okay, you've been reading that. And you're, what, about third done with that?
Yeah, I guess.
We'll bring you back after you're done with that one.
It's about 100. I've been about 100 pages in.
Okay. We'll do another episode on that because there's a movie tie-in to that one.
Yeah.
So we'll do a whole book to movie thing. I won't read the book because I don't have that type of time right now. But you'll read the book. We'll watch the movie. We'll talk about the movie. And you'll tell me and tell everyone else what you liked about both or what you didn't like and how it compared to you. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You had a couple of books from the library you got, right?
Yeah, Mom has a couple. Yeah.
Okay, forget that.
I read the other one. It was, I think I can remember this one's name. It was like Max and the Midnights, I think. Medieval Nights.
Like mid and like Kniggets?
Yes.
Okay.
It's made by the people who made the Big Nate books. And it's cool.
Okay. Okay. What's it about?
Oh. Okay. It's about a person who is an entertainer. A traveling entertainer.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Max and the Midnights by the creator of Big Nate. And Lincoln Pierce. Okay, so what is it?
It's about a person who's a traveling entertainer but wants to be a knight. I'm not going to get that too much into it because it's a new book.
Okay. Is a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's an entertainer but he wants to be a knight?
Yes.
Okay. Does it take place in modern times?
Medieval times.
It takes place in it starts off in medieval times and stays there? It's not like a time travel thing, right? Oh, okay. Cool. Now,
no, there's a little twist in there that...
Okay.
There's a twist that I'm not going to name.
Okay.
It's kind of spoiler.
Okay.
Well, it's not that much big of a spoiler.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know...
Give some point. Does he go on adventures? Is it like a Ren Faire? Is that what it is? Is it a Ren Faire? Yeah?
She?
Oh, Max is a... Okay. Did that get released at the end of the book?
No, that was at like some part at the beginning that Max was a girl.
Oh, okay, then that's not really a spoiler.
But it was like maybe 25 pages into the book.
Okay, but...
It's a surprise, so I didn't...
Oh, well. So, alright, so what I'm looking at here looks like it's kind of like Wimpy Kid, in style, where it's got like cartoons and...
Yeah.
...intercut with regular text.
It is made by the people who made Big Nate, which was also from inspiration from... Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he had some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know which one came out first. I don't, but...
Right.
The person who made Diary of a Wimpy Kid, reviews every single one of their books.
Okay, yeah. Jeff Kinney?
Yeah.
I see he's got a little blurb on here. It says, it's too funny for one book.
Yeah.
And then the, Dav Pilkney, the author of Dogman, says it's fantastic. I loved it.
I heard that's a popular book. I've never read any of them, though.
You want it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, cool. But what do you think?
And what?
Did you think it was funny? Did you enjoy it?
I think it was okay. And it was funny, too.
Okay. Cool.
But the funniness could definitely fit in one book. All
right. Well, obviously it did.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's see. I mean, aside from the normal TV shows that just happen to be on in this house, because you've got two sisters, so it's mostly.
What shows do you watch? And then, like, 520?
Well, do you even watch them? No, you don't.
I'd stay in the same room and the girls watch them. But then I get so bored, I sit down and watch them.
Well, you watch them with these glazed over eyes, like.
I just sit there and I'm just like. I just don't. I watch it, but I don't watch it.
No, it's like, more.
No more trolls.
No more trolls. No more. I haven't watched Trolls in a while.
You might think. You might think that.
Okay.
And then,
The Croods.
They don't watch that.
They don't watch Meet the Croods anymore? What is that
one? I mean, we've watched every single episode. Troll is coming out with new ones, though. So.
How about Home?
Home? I haven't seen that in a while either. They're like losing all the okay shows. Croods was a good show.
Croods was pretty funny.
Trolls, it was an okay show until I got super tired of it.
So, the TV show.
They watch the TV show. Yeah. Well, they don't watch the TV show as much, but they do watch the movie.
Yeah.
Trolls, the TV show, it was good. And Home and Croods too. Those are good ones as well. But after you watch them 500 million times, it gets. I've seen this episode. I'm bored.
Right.
It's because Home. I don't think it's coming out with a lot of things. Just like. I wish they would actually have a story to them and not just be random things.
Yeah.
I mean, I like some randomness sometimes, but you need to have a story to some things, like.
Well, how about, what was that, what's that educational one at, I watch?
Brainchild?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I just haven't watched it, though. There's also this other show that I don't like at all. You know what it is.
Oh, Mommy and I have talked about this already, so we're not gonna.
Well, we both don't like it?
We're not going into it. No, we spent, I think it was last episode, talking about tidying up, so.
Oh.
We're past that one.
Okay. Yeah. You told him how I hated it?
Well, I think we mentioned that two episodes ago, how you really aren't too keen on it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. It doesn't spark joy for you?
Save me.
No. But, okay, so mostly then, I mean, aside from reading, you've been video gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so.
I mean, there are video games that are playing a lot more than others.
Right. Well, before this last one.
Before this last one, yeah.
You were doing a lot. What were you doing?
I was doing a lot of Assassin's Creed.
Okay, Syndicate.
Oh, Syndicate, yeah.
Right, okay. So explain that.
It's just a stealth game where you do things and stealth kill people.
What's the backdrop?
story?
Oh,
where it takes that's place, what it means. You know.
It takes place in London, I think.
Mm-hmm. Then what?
And
during the 1800s, right?
I think, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two brother and sister, and they're assassins.
Okay.
And they kill things.
And you like, and okay, and the gameplay is very a lot like Batman, right? Like
yeah.
Like Arkham Knight.
Yes, but I don't know if it's made by the same people, but I don't think it is.
But the game mechanics.
The game mechanics are a lot like each other.
Mm-hmm.
The game's really good. You just get kind of tired of it after a while. Mm-hmm. It's like you play it, and like, in the game, there's like these things you can like, you destroy gang leaders,
mm-hmm.
which like take over territories. I've destroyed all of them,
right.
But there's still story left in the game. Because in the game, you fight another one that rules the whole place.
Right.
The whole, all of London, but, like, controls it.
Okay.
But I've killed all the gang leaders in the separate places.
Yeah.
And it gets you an achievement and stuff.
Okay.
After you do that, it's really fun doing that, but the story, it's like, the story of the game is good, it just kind of gets boring. Boring.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah, we just got Lord of the Rings game.
Yeah, which one was that?
Lord of the Rings.
Is it Shadow of the Mordor or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's on. You got that from.
Game Pass.
Game Pass, right?
Game Pass. Yeah.
Download for free on Xbox. Game Pass?
Game Pass can get you a lot of things for free. I mean, you can get, on EA Access, you can get the UFC 3.
Mm-hmm.
You could get Battlefront 1 now for free.
Right.
Unravel 2, I got from Unravel 2.
Unravel 2.
Yeah.
We're trying to work on getting some videos.
Of that.
Of that, downloaded, or uploaded, onto our, YouTube channels. You know mine, Hot Podcast channel, and Killian, what is yours?
Next Gen Killian 7. But wait, after Killian, you have to put a space and then 7.
7? Space 7?
Or Next Gen Killian space 7.
Okay, Next Gen Killian is one word, space 7.
Yes.
Right. Number 7 not spelled out.
Yeah, we just uploaded a video on both of our channels.
Yeah.
We'll
get that in a second. Yeah. But Unravel.
Unravel is amazing.
Unravel 2. We had Unravel 1.
Yeah. It was only one player.
And it was fun. It was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous game. Great, you know, nice story.
You're
this piece of yarn that is, it's a side scroll. But a very detailed side scroll.
It puts all other side scrolls to shame.
Yeah, I would say that. And you're a piece of yarn, and you're working your way through this scrapbook of this elderly woman, and just kind of reliving her memories and
unraveling the story. I think that's actually, that was meant for, like, unraveling a story, but yarn, like, you're unraveling yarn. I think that's a really...
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does. But Unravel 2 is just as beautiful.
And two-player.
Your one person is a red yarn, the other one is a blue yarn.
Or you can switch what color you are.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, you can switch what color you are through the customization.
Oh, cool. But you're going through, and the co-op on this is ridiculously cool.
Yeah, even if you play one player, you have to, like, switch between the characters, because you have to have...
You have to co-op. Okay, cool.
You have to have two players, because you need two players to be able to...
Right, make bridges and do all that with the rope and swing off of each other and climb up each other and
mm-hmm.
and all that.
There's this cool thing where, like, one person's on the top of a ledge, and you drop down, and you keep on the rope, and you, like, swing to the other side.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing that you can do.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I would recommend getting that, playing that one. It's really nice.
There's a stone to return me.
Oh, yeah, we have a video and we're getting attacked by this giant turkey. It was fun. It was intense.
But it wasn't. It was intense because there was this turkey, like, chasing you.
Chasing you, trying to pick at you, and you're running away, trying to do parkour and jump over rocks and stuff, trying to get away from this turkey that wants to eat you.
And if it grabs you, he, like, yeet.
He takes you and, like, throws you up against a wall and kills you. As much as a piece of yarn can be killed.
I mean, they can be melted. Apparently.
Or burnt. Yeah, burnt. Yeah, because there are those little red sparky flare things.
Red, black, sparky flare. I'm still wondering what the fire, heck those are. Are those bad memories?
I don't know.
The game is very related to memories.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
But it seems like Unravel 2 with the kids. Because the story of Unravel 2, there's like a couple of kids. And they're just like doing stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I just don't understand what the story would be. That's why you have to unravel the story. It's like, it's confusing as heck.
Yeah. But we have a couple of videos we're going to see about trying to get those and put those up on YouTube. We've got a new video out. Killian and I recorded it today and dropped it today. It's our reaction to the new Child's Play trailer. And Killian did a really good job of editing it.
Yeah, the end of the video, I had this like end card thing that which I've never done before, but I think I think I did pretty good editing that.
Yeah. So this is you all know this is kind of a family project anyway for us.
I think I'm okay at coding as well.
Yeah.
I just think I'm good at technology.
Right. You love technology.
What?
Always and forever.
What's that? Stop. That sounds weird. But yeah, I think I'm pretty good at coding. I've actually coded my own website, but I don't know how to make it public.
We'll work on it, because I've got a lot of things that I want to.
I mean, I know there's all these website things that are super easy to use. That don't cause hacks or anything, but I prefer doing that, but I just have to code.
Right. Well, we're
not gonna use my email for anything.
You know us. We're trying our best, and we're getting better as we progress, and each episode gets a little better and better. Quality will get a little better and better, and fantastic. So this Child's Play trailer, Killian. We watched it.
Wasn't scary. Except.
Well, it wasn't scary. It was a 30-second, minute and a half trailer.
It wasn't scary except with the eyeball.
The big eyeball.
The big eyeball.
Audrey Plaza's huge eye.
It's super scary. Does.
She's got big eyes to begin with.
It zooms in straight to your eye. You know how your eye has that, like, red.
The veins?
I hate that. It's gross. That's why I could never be a doctor.
Yeah.
I could never be a doctor. Yeah. Not because I don't have the education to, but because it's going to be gross. And I don't want to.
Okay. Well, what if you're not a doctor of eyes? What if you're a doctor of, like, armpits?
I couldn't do that either.
What if you're a doctor of...
Why would I need to be a doctor of armpits? What am I going to, like...
What if you're a doctor of left facial cheeks? What if you...
Facial?
What if you...
Why facial?
As opposed to your butt cheek. What if you specialized on right pinkies?
That would That's super science. I can't do that.
That's like real specific science right there. Like,
wait.
Right pinkyology.
The right pinky, but that little part of your pinky right here. I'm a doctor of that.
The hinge? The hinge of the right pinky by the furthest distal phalange.
Doctor.
The distal phalange hinge. Eologist. But what do you think about the changes? Well, because you know, you've seen the original Jaws play. I forced that one on you.
Yeah, you forced me to watch
it. And you liked it.
Yeah, you didn't force me to watch that, actually. No, I agreed to watch
it. You enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The only part you really didn't like is when when Chucky burnt the doctor. Remember when you electrocuted him and his face got all
charred
up? You don't like that because of face changey things. Right? But the rest of the film you enjoyed. You really liked it. What do you think about the change in his origin? Like, as
opposed, I don't want an orange. I want an apple.
I said I wasn't going to edit. That might be one. Anyhow. No, what do you think? As opposed to him being possessed by a killer, he's evidently some sort of corrupted AI. What do you think of that?
There's no way a corrupted, I don't think, I mean, it's more realistic, but I don't think horror movies should have that, because it's not, does he still talk?
Yeah, evidently. Well, I mean,
I think having a murderer inside of it,
mm-hmm,
is more creative than having a corrupted AI.
Yeah, but you do know that there have been movies about killer robot. I mean, basically, he's a robot. So
I prefer.
I mean, you've got killer. You've had killer robot movies, Terminator, Westworld, Chopping Mall. Yeah, but what I'm saying is there are killer robot movies. Even something like Short Circuit could have easily have gone bad. He was a robot that became self-aware.
What was he?
Well, he was, yeah. But he could have not have been. You never know, you know? So, what do you think? Do you prefer the...
I prefer the murderer instead of a...
See, I think they could have easily have made the same movie,
mm-hmm,
but not made it a Chucky doll. Made it something else, like, you can't, well, my buddy was a doll back in the 80s, so couldn't even use my buddy because they probably ended up getting sued, but something.
Buddy.
Like that.
Buddy, just like Buddy.
Which I think is the actual product name of the doll, is Buddy.
Cute Buddy.
And then have it be corrupted by something.
An evil guy, like, putting a chip inside of him, or,
yeah,
like, an evil guy breaking into the kid's house and just putting in...
Well, I don't think it would be done.
Short-circuiting the robot.
To what end, though? Why would you do that?
Because he's evil.
Yeah, but what did the kid do? That's a lot of effort to go to for one kid.
He has a parent.
I could see, like, if he was, like, corporate evil man that wanted to kill everybody. I don't know. Anyhow.
Corporate evil man that breaks in the kid's house and messes with doll. That's a headline.
That's a lot of effort to go to for one kid.
That's a headline.
That's a lot of effort.
Wait, listen to that as a headline.
Go ahead.
Corrupt businessman breaks in a child's house and
and messes with his doll and then makes it an evil robot that kills people because he's psychotic.
Killian, that's not a headline, that's a paragraph. You don't make a paragraph headline. Go on, you've played that.
I'll make it a headline.
We played that man bites dog game.
Okay, hey.
Like, five words, tops.
Okay, let's go.
Five words, go. Five word headline.
Evil. Can I put businessman in one word?
Yeah.
Evil businessman messes doll.
It sounds like he pooped on him. He messes the doll. Ew, I messed the doll.
Yeah, I'll do it more in 10 words. Evil businessman breaks into kid's house and messes with doll. Faking it evil.
How about evil businessman weaponizes child's toy? How about that? How's that?
Yeah.
I should write. Now you got hiccups. We're gonna have to stop this now.
No.
But yeah, so that's our thoughts on that.
Oh no. I just threw my shirt on my head.
Okay.
I can't see. Yeah. I need help.
At this point I'm probably breaking child labor laws. So, because it's like, anyhow.
What do you mean?
Hey, everybody, thanks a lot. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Visit me at the Hump Podcast on Twitter. Come to the Facebook page. Go to the what? Facebook page. And follow me on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to Killian's YouTube channel. Next Gen. What? Next Gen.
Killian Space 7.
Next Gen Killian Space 7. Have a good one.
Imaginary end card.
Be decent to each other. Love y'all. Peace.
This has been.
Podcast? Let's see. Let's see.